SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica observes Disabilities Awareness Week. And later, one of our 25 tips for Christmas. Let's go Roundabout JA.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
Disabilities Awareness Week is being observed around the world from December 4 to 9 under the theme Achieving 17 Goals for the Future We Want, referring to the Sustainable Development Goals. The week comes on the heels of International Day for Persons with Disabilities, celebrated on Saturday, December 3. Among the activities planned was a public lecture hosted by the Center for Disability Studies at the University of the West Indies, Mona, which focused on the use of technology and how it can enhance the employment of persons with disabilities. And still to come on Wednesday, December 7, the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, will partner with the Social Development Commission, SDC, to host a business and technology expo at the St. Anne's Bay Taxi Park.
We will be partnering with the Social Development Commission to not only showcase the work of persons with disabilities, but other entrepreneurs as well, in an open space where persons can look, see what it is that these persons have created, have made, have as their business, and will be on sale.
Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks. The expo will also serve to launch the SDC's Moving Outside Vulnerabilities for Economic Development MOVE program, centered on national economic growth and wealth creation through community business initiatives targeted at the disabled. And the JCPD Executive Director is calling on Jamaicans to help make the society more inclusive.
Just to continue to implore our society, I know various agencies, private and public, are seeking to make their environment more barrier-free. If we make our environment barrier-free, then it will enable persons with disabilities to have access to the space, have access to enjoy life.
She's also advising the public to look out for more events put on by various disability sector partners across the island. By learning more about Vision 2030 Jamaica, you can ensure that the strategies, programs, projects, and activities under the plan are put into action, as all Jamaicans help to create a country which will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. On our community notice board, the National Blood Transfusion Service, or Blood Bank, in celebration of its 68th anniversary on Tuesday, December 6, is inviting repeat donors, as well as persons interested in donating blood, to visit its offices at 21 Slypin Road, Kingston, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be a special Christmas treat. And here's one of our 25 tips for Christmas from Police Officer Sergeant Sean J. Mitchell.
Keep valuables out of sight. So we know we like to display our fancy ring or our fancy gold chain or our bangles, but as best as possible, we'd like for you to keep those out of sight or keep them at a minimum.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.